Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The purpose of God, which is revealed in the Scriptures, is that He has determined to save and elect people in Jesus Christ from before the foundation of the world. Yet no one in the Old Testament could have any direct knowledge of how that was to transpire until it did. In fact, the Jews thought that they were the object of God's redemption by physical birth. Redemption by and through the work of Jesus Christ is not an afterthought, but is the very foundation upon which all of that which God has revealed in His Word was built. Isaiah wrote some of the most glorious prophecies concerning the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, but he had no complete understanding of what he wrote. He saw through a glass very darkly. John the Baptist was the greatest of all the Old Testament prophets, but the Lord said that he that was least in the kingdom of God was greater than John the Baptist. The weakest of saints can clearly understand what neither John nor Isaiah could see. Those that think the New Testament is an extension of the Old usually try to perpetuate the practice of circumcision because they cannot understand the temporary nature of all those covenants set forth in the Old Testament, except that one which is built on the promise of Him who was to come. The Judaizers wanted to make literal circumcision a necessity for believers. However, there are some who make the same mistake in trying to equate circumcision with New Testament water baptism, claiming that it is the seal or sign of the covenant of redemption, rather than a simple act of obedience which is the answer of a good conscience toward God. Some of them err by baptizing infants who have not confessed and believe the gospel, while others make an even more egregious mistake by making water baptism a necessity for a man to enter the kingdom of God, claiming that it washes away sin, and thereby they demonstrate an ignorance of the finished work of Christ. All of this is caused by not seeing that what has taken place at the end of the world is the very purpose for which the world was created, and that the unfolding of the redemptive work of Christ fulfills all things which were given in part before the clear revelation of God's eternal purpose to manifest His glory in the salvation of a people through the blood of Jesus Christ. A man can in no wise find a place of acceptance with God through any act of his own. Apart from the applied righteousness of Jesus Christ, which He has imputed to His elect in all ages by His redemptive work manifested on Calvary's cross, all men shall perish in their sin. He alone is the Savior of sinners. It is in the revelation of the preaching of the gospel that those for whom Christ shed His blood can view with gladness that which has already been imputed to their account. As Paul said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Now that we see the end of all those things which went before, they can be used for our profit and instruction, rather than us having to wait to see what will be revealed. There is no other age in this earth, nor is there any redemption outside or in addition to that which is forever sealed to the elect of God by the glorious purchase which He procured by His blood. He has put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Those who labor under the law are still trying to satisfy God, even as those did who perished in the law. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. He has fulfilled the law. Some are still trying to put Christians under the lash of the law by laying duties upon the freeborn sons of God. Yet Christ has completely fulfilled the law and forever removed its principle of sin and death from the Christian. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He has been made our sanctification, and we are complete in Him. He has given His people a hope that fadeth not away. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We yet groan in these bodies, but even as Job of old confessed, but understood not how it could be, we know that in our flesh we shall see Him. Though the skin worms destroy these bodies, and they go back to the dust from whence they came, we shall be raised from the dead in a glorified body, not subject to decay. Job surmised that it would be so, but we are witnesses of his resurrection. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.